بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, some time back we had discussed certain tasbihat, the virtues of those tasbihat. Inshallah, today I'll mention again a very virtuous tasbih and the great rewards, the merits it has when a person reads this tasbih. It's very, very simple, extremely beneficial, most rewarding. All that is required from us is to start practicing upon this. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, various deeds have been mentioned, and the rewards of those actions. Person does this, then this is the reward he will get. For example, you read one durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get 10 blessings. 10 of your sins are forgiven. 10 of your ranks are elevated in Jannah. So great rewards have been attached to simple a'mal that we do. But many a times, we overlook these deeds which are so simple to do and it will bring us great rewards, but because of laziness, negligence, we tend to overlook these amal. We'll read the hadith, we'll hear the hadith regarding it, but we don't get the tawfiq of doing it. Therefore, always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you give me the tawfiq, the ability to practice on all that I hear, of course what is correct and authentic, and what I'm learning. Because many times we find some wazifas, some tasbihat mentioned, which are absolutely fabricated. And those things we follow, but what is authentic we're not following. So it is extremely important that we try and make up our minds. Then it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who He gives tawfiq to, and how much that person will be blessed and rewarded with. So today the tasbih is very simple. It is the fourth kalima. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Simple. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. There is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah alone. لا شريك له, he's got no partners whatsoever. له الملك, the sovereignty, the kingdom belongs to him. And he is most able over all things. Any person who recites in the morning 100 times this tasbih, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shi'in qadir, then you will gain 5 blessings, 5 benefits. Number 1, you will gain the sawab and the reward of freeing 10 slaves. Now, because we don't have slavery now, we don't understand those virtues and blessings that had been narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of freeing slaves. So any person who frees one slave, then he is gaining his freedom from Jahannam. So just one slave if you free, so Allah Ta'ala is going to free you from the fire of Jahannam. Here you are getting the sawab of freeing 10 slaves. You read 100 times this tasbih. So the first blessing is that you gain the benefit and the reward of freeing 10 slaves. Secondly, you get the sawab of 100 rewards, 100 blessings you get. So 100 sawab you will get. Thirdly, 100 of your sins will be forgiven. 100 of your sins will be forgiven. And the fourth one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from shaitan. It will be a hirzam min ash-shaitan, a protection from shaitan right till the evening. So you read this in the morning, the entire day you will be protected from shaitan right till the evening. And the fifth one is, there will not be any person who will be doing anything better than you have done for that day, except that person who read more of this tasbih, then he will excel you. In other words, what you have done, it will be regarded as the best of the deed for the day. Be afdal, afdal, most virtuous. Nobody will beat you in that, except the person who read the same tasbih more than you, more than 100 times. So 5 blessings we've got. You're getting this freed, the sawab of freeing 10 slaves. And I mentioned you free one slave, and Allah saves you from the fire of Jahannam. Then 100 sawab you're getting. 100 of your minor sins are forgiven. Allah gives you protection from shaitan the entire day till the evening. And finally, that nobody will bring that type of amal that you have done except the person who reads more than what you read. So Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq of making amal. Some person might feel 100. So in the beginning, it might be a bit difficult. We might read 10 and we forget and then we continue again. So even if it's initially, if it's spread out during the day, ulama have written it is permissible. However, awla wa afdal, because it is mentioned that you read in the morning, then it is best and most preferable to do it one time in one sitting, read the 100. It won't take much time. It might take 5 minutes or 6 minutes. And the entire day you're getting these blessings. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Izzu dunya bil mal, wa izzu al-akhira bil a'mal. This dunya, a person who is wealthy, then he gains a lot of honor and respect. People respect him. Why? He's very rich. So people look up to him. So bil mal, you got wealth in his dunya, and you got izzat. But in the akhirat, izzat is not through mal, it is through a'mal, our deeds. All these tasbihat, one tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, it fills the whole, the scale on the day of qiyamah. Allah has given or attached great importance to many of these deeds and tasbihat. Of course, there are rewards of person who reads it only 10 times. And after Fajr 10 times, and after Maghrib 10 times, the same dua. But today we are concentrating on trying to read it 100 times in the morning. And these are the blessings that we will get. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make amal. If we are intelligent, the person says, Yahya Rahmatullah used to say, Al-Aqil, an intelligent person is who? That person, Man yatruku dunya, قَبْلَ أَن تَتْرُكَهُ, that he abandons the dunya before the dunya leaves him. In other words, before maut comes to him, he's already detached himself from the love of this world. He's an intelligent person. And the other second person, مَنْ بَنَا قَبْرًا قَبْلَ أَن يَدْخُلَهُ, that person who builds his qabr. In other words, he does good deeds, so his qabr will be full of nur before he enters it. There won't be any serpents or snakes or scorpions biting him. The angels will not beat him up in the qabr. He won't get azab. When he has done good deeds, then his qabr will expand as far as eyes can see. The breeze of Jannah will come into his qabr. So before he enters his qabr, he builds his qabr. He's an intelligent person. And the third person, man arda khaliqahu, قَبْلَ الْإِقَاهِ, that person who pleases his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Khaliq, قَبْلَ الْإِقَاهِ Allah, before meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the day of Qiyamah, he's already pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he comes before Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is already pleased with him. He's an intelligent person. So Allah has given us tawfiq and hidayat to gain his closeness, to gain his pleasure, to wash away our sins, to gain great rewards by so many amal. And today we have learned this. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد. So the kingdom belongs to Allah, and all praise belongs to Allah Ta'ala. وهو على كل شيء قدير. He is most able over all things. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Recite the Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الله forgive us all our sins يا الله الله every single sin we committed my Allah major sins minor sins knowingly unknowingly in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy يا الله all the ذنوب and معاصي we committed يا الله Allah cleanse and purify us from all those sins يا الله Give us that himmat and courage not to go back to the sins, my Allah. Allah, make us become brave, Ya Allah. Give us that courage, my Allah. Allah, don't make us just fall into the abyss of sins again, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Remove the darkness from our heart, my Allah. Allah, brighten our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, bring light in our hearts, Ya Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Allah, give us taqwa, my Allah. Give us wara, Ya Allah. Allah, give us qanaat and contentment, my Allah. And make us true dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Don't make us complain about your ni'mat, my Allah. Allah, help us to make shukr over your ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially the ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of deen, the ni'mat of hidayat. Allah, you've given us iman. Don't snatch away this iman from us, my Allah. Protect the iman of our families, Ya Allah. Our progenies, my Allah. Ey, Maliki Kareem, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of making sajda before you. Ey, Maliki Kareem, protect us from all shurur and evil things, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, fulfill all of our hajat and needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. Ya Dafi al-Baliyat. Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله all those who sick and ailing grant them شفاء كامل عاجل مستقر دائم So many in hospitals, Ya Allah. So many underwent operations, Ya Allah. Some met in accidents, my Allah. Ya Allah, they underwent operations, Ya Allah. Give them shifa-i kamil. So many got, Ya Allah, cancer. They've got heart problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are a shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Protect us from all these deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabr-i jameel. Allah, give us mawtul iman.
Ya Allah, maut in the condition that you are most pleased with us. Give us maut in Medina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothur water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal in tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, my Allah. Give us plentiful. Ya Allah, make it be halal and tayyib, ya Allah. Because use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bhi pareshan hal hai, unki pareshani dur farma. Remove our difficulties. Remove the difficulties of the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our children and our grandchildren the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbuliyat. حاضرين غائبين سبك دعا قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.